how did they do so?
For instance, if there was an opposition meeting, the bus services serving that meeting were deliberately co-opted. If they had a meeting, they had their bus services. And even on polling day, in the areas where they were strong, the bus services were well provided. And the areas where they knew they hadn't much chance, the bus services were there.
Registration through the grammar center?
Numbers of fictitious people have been registered, and numbers of people who should be registered have not been registered.
But don't both sides use these tactics?
Yes, perhaps. But it depends on who commands the grammar center and who has the whip hand over them.
But then the UNP has an organization. Can't they check on this registration? It's supposed to be published. And can't they rectify errors?
Those are the things that party organizations have fallen down on. They should do, but they have not. So the checking up of electoral register is a thing the importance of which has never been realized by the party organizations.
I presume they are beginning to realize that.
They are beginning.
Now, no doubt the SLFP government used its patronage and its powers in 65. Hasn't the UNP government been using the same methods in the recent by-elections?
No, very definitely not. If they had, the results would have been considerably different. The UNP is, as far as I can see, making an effort to make democracy workable by keeping the government servant and the government machinery outside party elections.
There is one trick I've been told of, particularly with regard to LHSP tactics, but is it practicable? Namely, this paying money to voters to go in and bring a ballot paper out.
That used to be a very popular method, but now it's becoming more and more difficult.
Why?
Because the vigilance there is greater. You see, the cubicle where you put in your paper is visible to the presiding officer. Though if he does not see where you make your mark, he can see whether you put your paper in or not.
Yes, but he can put some other paper in.
You've got to be very careful.
You said it used to be a popular district. It used to be when, in 56, 60?
Well, I should say earlier than 56. 52, for instance.
Additional information to be added. End of the transcription. In a conversation which occurred while I was gathering up my materials, I commented on the fact that electioneering was quite a rough and tumble affair. He, Mr. De Souza, agreed wholeheartedly, and said that he had himself to watch out for infiltration tactics by the opposition. That is to say, the trick of introducing reducing one's agents into another candidate's electoral organization, in this case Mr. De Souza's, so as to sabotage his campaign. I said that presumably this applied to 1956, when he was facing the UNP. He nodded assent. And said that election manipulation or rather election electioneering tricks of this kind were not a monopoly of a particular party.